Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to bonus episode number 6 of the Scottish History Podcast. My name is Owen Innes and this week I'm just putting out a short little episode about Christmas in Scotland. So join me to find out a little bit more about the history of Christmas in Scotland. So Christmas in Scotland and winter in general is probably my favourite time of year and probably my favourite season, certainly in Scotland itself. But would you believe me if I was to tell you that Christmas was banned in Scotland for over 400 years? So Christmas really starts in Scotland with the Celtic pagans. They would hold celebrations around the winter solstice, the 21st or 22nd of December. This was known as Yule. Yule is a Scots word, but it does derive from the Norse Yule, which was the Norse word for the winter solstice festivities. A tradition was the burning of the Yule log, and the ashes from the Yule log were spread around the outside of your house as protection. The pagan Celts also gave us the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe, which was a fertility rite. They also would bring an evergreen tree inside their homes, and from it they would hang various shapes, giving us the idea of the Christmas tree. Yule, however, didn't just mean Christmas. Yule was celebrated from around the solstice until the 6th of January. In 1560, John Knox, the leader of the Presbyterian Church, banned the celebration of Yule and or Christmas, as the two had been amalgamated with the Catholic Church. And 80 years later, in 1640, the Scottish government passed a bill to ban Christmas. And this ban was enforceable by law. Over the course of this ban, which again lasted for around 400 years, people were fined or even sent to prison for celebrating Christmas in Scotland. The ban was slightly repealed in 1712, however, the Presbyterian Church still did frown very heavily upon the celebration of Yule or of Christmas. So for that reason, people still did not celebrate it. Christmas itself was fully restored as a celebration as recently as 1958, when Christmas Day was declared as a national holiday. From there, we started celebrating Christmas the same way that most people from around the world started celebrating Christmas. Boxing Day, however, remained as just a normal working day until the 1970s. Christmas to Scots, I've seen described online, is still quite a foreign idea in a way, in terms of the traditional way that, again, people in the Western world tend to celebrate Christmas. To us, it's still quite a strange concept, because to us, our main thing is Hogmanay, the celebration of the new year. Now, we'll be doing some form of a Hogmanay episode. I don't know whether it'll be a similar episode like this, or whether I might try doing a live episode for maybe a couple of hours on Hogmanay itself, the 31st of December. Possibly, if I do that, probably be between about 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, so UK time, basically. But if you keep an eye out on the social media channels, I'll put a little poster up on there so that you can see, and I'll convert the time into pretty much anywhere that I can, you know, for the US, etc. And hopefully you can join me for that. We'll sit down with a couple of whiskies, a couple of drams, maybe a couple of beers as well, who knows. And, you know, we'll just sit down and talk some nonsense about New Year and stuff. I would love to do a sort of question and answer sort of thing as well. So if you wouldn't mind, send me over some questions either through Facebook. So that's facebook.com/ScottHistoryPod. On the Twitter, @ScottHistoryPod. On Instagram, instagram.com/ScottHistoryPod. You can send me them via email. So that's ScottHistoryPod@gmail.com. Or lastly, just go on to the main website, which is www.scotthistorypod.com, and you can send me an email through there. Send me as many questions as you want. Doesn't matter whether or not you think that that might be, what's the word? Just ask me anything. It literally doesn't matter. You cannot embarrass me or anything like that. I will answer any questions of which you have. So please send them over. I hope that you've enjoyed this little 5-10 minute long episode on sort of Christmas in Scotland. Obviously, I want to keep some certain facts and things like that for later episodes, like for example next year. I don't want to give away everything about Christmas all in one go. But there we go. Thank you very much. I hope that you're enjoying your Christmas Day or Boxing Day or whenever it is that you are listening to this bonus episode. So once again, folks, take care and we'll speak to you again next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.